I rise today with a deep sense of urgency to address an issue that profoundly impacts women, families and entire communities, the critical need to end violence against women and girls. Just this past week, we have witnessed 4 reported sexual assaults against women in Derry, a grim reminder that far too many women in our communities still live in fear. Each woman will have to live with the trauma of their experience. Violence against women is a profound violation of human rights, a pervasive injustice, and a crisis that crosses all social, economic, and cultural boundaries. This violence, whether it's domestic abuse, sexual assault, stalking, trafficking, or harassment, leaves deep and lasting scars on those who experience it. It impacts not only the individuals, but entire families and communities struggling to heal from the trauma and their loss. This is a moment that calls for a strengthened response and an unwavering commitment to change. We must take a clear stand. Violence against women and girls is unacceptable. The executive must allocate greater investment into ending violence against women and girls strategic framework, accelerate the delivery of this framework, and work closely with frontline services to ensure that they too are very well supported. We need comprehensive, well-funded support systems that ensure shelters, hotlines, counselling and legal services are accessible to every single survivor. This also means prioritising education for our young people about healthy relationships, respect and consent to address this issue at its very roots. We must hold perpetrators accountable. Too often the victims are silenced are made to feel at fault, while abusers face few consequences. A strong, compassionate justice system is essential. Prepare to act swiftly and effectively to protect victims and prevent future violence. Addressing violence against women and girls also means confronting the structural inequalities that make women vulnerable in the first place. Women must be empowered with equal opportunities and included in decision-making at every level. Let us seize this moment to reform and reaffirm our commitment to action and strengthen our resolve. This is not just an issue for women alone. It is our shared responsibility. We need to stamp it out.